Taking like a fan of the crew is here with me. Ready to get started today. Lots of good debates coming into the podcast or radio show today. I like the where we were going with the group, and I like the fact that we had a little difference of opinion there. I like the fact that we have a difference of opinion, well, even though we all know the truth.
You didn't even really disagree.
I did disagree. I agreed more with you, dog, and the fact that when you're when you're a public figure,
you're gonna
be more scrutinized than any Joe public.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm not saying it's fair or not.
I get scrutinized on the daily.
Dude, you wrote some stuff in there. I mean, you and I and me and you and the boys, we talk some shit a lot, but we don't go down those roads. I don't have anybody saying stuff like that to me on my
phone. I honestly don't even know what was said word for it.
Oh, we kind of do.
No, I don't.
He called Roger. Excuse me, everybody, that we're allowed to say this because we're on internet radio.
I apologize to these people.
I like it, but fair enough. You're right. He called Roger Goodell a faggot.
Like,
and, yeah.
H-A-G-G-O-T?
No, or no.
F-A-G-G-O-T.
No, I'm going F-A-G-G-O-T.
So he called him a bundle of sticks.
Okay, that's how you choose to look at it.
Or a cigarette.
Then there was, he was even talking shit about our guy, Joel Glazer, the owner of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Bruce
Allen. You've never talked about your boss?
I have, but I've never sent an email saying, hey, tell my boss to suck my dick. And then one of the guys wrote back to me, hey, he might take you up on that offer.
I'm sure there's been some words said, but not maybe an email written.
I'm just saying, he went a little overboard. If you have those thoughts, do your thing. But you don't got to go put them on paper where other people are going to see them. Did you see the list of people that were on these email chains? Hooters CEO, PDQ CEO. I mean, these were some
good looking, especially some of those guys now.
You see how quick that the old Tennessee coach ran from Gruden's comments about how he was being pressured to draft Michael Sam's when he was a Titans coach, Jeff Fisher.
Yep.
He ran from that shit quickly. Yeah.
But how did this even all come up?
That's what I don't know.
New York Post did a story. On one of the first email that came out was something Gruden said about the Sean Watson, the new Gene Upshaw, the new Players Association president. He said something in an email about that struck somebody. And next thing you know, the story starts. Yeah, I guess it got to the New York Times, New York Post, excuse me. And they did the whole investigation. It took a few months, I believe it was. Because these are emails from back from like 2010 to 2018.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
It's since like 10 to 11 years ago is when these all started.
Last decade.
Wait, right after his Bucks.
I thought this was recent.
Deal. Because obviously I think he was out of the Bucks in 2008, 2009.
2009, I think, was his last year.
And then he went, obviously, to ESPN, then jumped over to the Raiders. So, but either way, he went a little overboard with his comments. I think we can all agree to that.
Yeah.
I see both sides of it. I mean...
I don't know.
Why is this coming up now?
Why is it coming up, period? Like,
right?
What's the purpose?
Chances are something like this came up because either somebody was super bothered by it, got to the wrong hands,
it got to somebody's hands that had nothing to do, it pertained nothing to
Mind your business.
It could just be a Gruden hater. Could be a Raider.
That's what I'm saying. So how is that
Chargers
person?
Fan.
Why is that person, he's hating towards somebody else. Doesn't that necessarily make him a hater? Isn't that a double standard? Is that what we call it in this country?
He's not really hating towards that, but I mean, I just think what it is because
snitches
of the position
stitches.
He's in.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, but he also made a comment about this guy having lips like a Michelin tires or something like that. It's an inappropriate comment.
There's some guys that they wear purses nowadays, too.
Oh, man.
Well, that was even in Forrest Gump when he talked about the guy's lips, right?
So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Things happen, man.
But can we agree? Inappropriate.
He crossed the line. Yes, he did.
Sure, but it's inappropriate to even talk about this in regards to sports, if you ask me.
To just be taken away like that? No, I don't think
so. I'm worried about him in the Ring of Honor. I'm worried about the dog brought up the fact. What about the statue at one buck?
Take the statue down. Remove it.
Wow.
But
put Ernest Graham on.
Everything he has, leave to him. Because he obviously will never have a coaching career unless it's some Southpaw High School quarterbacks coach.
Yeah.
Put Ernest Graham on it now.
So your vote would be to take the statue out?
I don't.
And out of Ring of Honor?
Not to me, no.
I'm asking what your vote is. You're saying no.
I mean, maybe take his name down. it's hard to justify because it's like what your company represents at the end of the
day. You don't think that statue means
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if I that's think what your business wants to represent, then obviously take it down.
I think they should get someone in there to make a Bucko Bruce statue. Just create
turn it into the mascot.
Yeah. Turn
it into
the mascot. Leave it there. Or even without Gruden in it, still got all the good players in it.
Well, no, don't take the whole statue down. Don't take away from them with this guy.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if you still got Gruden. But I think it's
Barber.
Or put Monty Kiffin there.
It's All-Star.
All-Star, yeah.
Monty Kiffin. Yeah. So, what are your thoughts? Statue, Ring of Honor?
I guess you just can't even. You can't say anything.
Hey, that offends me right there. Don't do that.
You can't say anything anymore. That's a fact.
It is true. Yeah, people need to talk about that. I say the same shit. Like the kids and stuff in school, all the options that they have now. Like we're talking about with being able to get out of school or go to online school during COVID and all that stuff. All the stuff that we didn't have. Options we didn't have. These kids having all these options, bro. Issue.
You know it's funny?
Wait, I know. Arrest them.
But you brought back, hold on, you brought back something from 2010, right? I mean, or they brought back something from 2010 that really, when you put it into context of 2018, it's a whole lot different. Back in 2010, faggot was, you know, a little bit more acceptable than it is nowadays.
Yeah,
which
there is truth to that.
These things were said on TV, though. They were said in movies and everything. Exactly. I don't know, man.
That's not a valid point because there was 10 years ago, the people that are fighting all this are literally probably the kids that just don't even know what's what yet.
Well, he came out and apologized, but then he just started to defend his situation. And he said that what everybody has to understand is he was in a tough time. This was during the lockout time when they were trying to push lockouts. They were keeping us from making our money, keep us from what we love. There's also some stuff about concussion protocols. He told Goodell to just go hide in his concussion protocol closet or something like that.
He has
an opinion.
The only one.
I say keep all of this stuff up.
You're right.
Keep his stuff up. I mean,
I don't like it.
Another one. How about Belichick? What came out about him now with Gilmore? Did you hear how he handled this?
No, I didn't even hear.
So listen to this.
Not a Patrick.
Gilmore is obviously is one of the top backs in the league. Obviously, right? The guy's a beast. He traded him off for a 6th-round pick in 2023 or whatever it is, right? They're saying that he was so bad at being the GM in this situation and managing this team that he just gave up the running back, Michelle or whatever.
Sony Michelle.
He gave him up for crap. Gave this guy up, Gilmore, up for a 3rd round or 6th round and the 23rd or whatever the case may be. And other teams came out publicly and said, we didn't even know that he was available. Like, we would have given him that or more. He would have had so much more with us, blah, blah, blah. So now they're all mocking Belichick as a terrible GM. His days have come, bro.
Yeah, he's confused.
It's time.
Not the only senior guy in that.
Yeah, retire.
That's it. Retire, go to the sunset, and don't embarrass yourself on the way out.
Yeah, no, I would. I guess that's how you can say it, yeah.
Don't embarrass yourself on the way out. Don't embarrass your team
on your way out either.
He's overshadowed by the Brady Belichick stupid saga.
I want to ask you guys a question. Four local teams, Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Rowdies, all considered pro teams.
Come on.
Okay?
Come on.
Put them in order.
Was the come on the Rowdies?
Of your favorite to least favorite. You know, that's your home team. I'm just saying
Bucks,
least favorite.
Rays, Lightning, Rowdies.
Bucks, Rays, Lightning, Rowdies.
Yeah, it's probably what I'm rocking with, too.
Bucks, Rays, Lightning, Rowdies.
I'm going to put Rowdies first, but it's like $5 games, man. Seriously, I can hit those things up every week.
You can get into the Rays.
He's not talking about going.
No, that's like 175 nosebleed.
Just walk down the street sometime and say, hey, I'm willing to accept Rays tickets, and someone will give you one because they're out there.
Let's hear yours, Bucks.
Bucks, Lightning,
Rays.
I'm surprised there's another Rowdies over the Rays.
It's a consideration.
I've never been to a game.
A Rays game? Oh, yeah.
A Rowdies game.
Rowdies game, no.
Say yeah, Lightning, Bucks, Rays, Rowdies.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Great. Went to every game. Man, I bought a jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true fan.
Well, why aren't you there now?
The Rowdies?
Because there's a game Friday night.
Are you going?
Are you going?
But no, we're still, we wonder about you, man.
I'll be working.
You tailgate?
So you're working till 7?
No, but it'll be crunch time and
First time.
Yeah, just at getting 7. Just getting out of work.
Oh.
Coming home, showering, trying to get there before, you know.
All right, I was just wondering. So, we're going to be changing.
Well, what was your point about that?
I just wanted to know. It's just, this is an opinion show.
And was I right?
Of sports.
Was I right?
It's not a right or wrong.
Jesus,
what do you think?
Everything's a game.
So, coming up, Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
I would like to announce a nice contest to be putting out there for 30 days of Christmas. 30 days between, exact 30 days, obviously, between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
What can they win, Chip?
So is that we're going to announce it. We're going to announce it on Thanksgiving. The
30 days
show after Thanksgiving.
That Thursday, exciting. Day 1 and Christmas Day 30.
Yes.
Or is
25th to the 25th?
Is that really 30 days?
You really got to think about it. It's the same amount of days in the year.
So Christmas is on a Thursday.
It just happens to be on the 25th to 25th.
What happens when it's leapfrog?
But that's what I'm saying. Is Christmas on a Thursday?
What do you mean when it's, you mean it's leap year?
Leapfrog's a game.
What does that have to do with anything? It's still leapfrog. The same amount of days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I don't know about
what
that.
What do you mean? How do you not know? What are you talking about?
Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
I want you to think about something.
Christmas on a Saturday this year?
Huh?
Ooh, we party.
Yeah.
I want to announce the contest. And we'll be changing up the format as of the first week after Thanksgiving.
Contest for what?
Our fan contest.
What are we giving away?
We're going to give away something good.
Nope.
I can assure you.
He said nope.
I can assure you.
Well, we gotta
you won't
want
to
bad.
Give it away. You'll want to keep it to yourself as usual.
What do you mean?
Like we have the Devin White signed helmet still sitting here in the studio.
When that helmet hit the table, we won the Super Bowl. Why does it have to leave till we don't win a Super Bowl?
So you're saying we give it
don't
we
it.
We don't we go, we give it away if we don't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a good luck thing.
Well, before we get into the Buck stuff, let's talk about the Rays. Should be a short conversation.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
That they are already out. We had somebody offer us a suite. I tell the whole office, man, that the Rays just offered us a suite. We're gonna be looking good. First game of the ALDS, right? First game, I think it's Friday.
Yeah.
Get everybody pumped and excited. All they got to do, guys, is get past Boston.
First game was Thursday.
How'd that go?
1-0.
No, I'm talking about for the next round. Who we were thinking was going to be Houston. Either way, I get the whole staff pumped. Everybody's excited. And Rays shit the bed. At least they shit the bed first round instead of waiting until
Did you watch any of it? Especially
I watched a little bit. I watched them be way down. Then I watched them come back.
Do you know what the strike zone is?
I do know what the strike zone is.
Did you see the
and because on like Fox Sports and those, like when you go to the game days, live game days, it shows you the little diagram and it shows you the ball.
Oh, what does the strike zone have to do with it?
He's getting ready to say it was a terrible umping.
It was.
I was waiting for the calls.
100%. There was quite a few calls that were actually game changers. Not even lying.
Okay.
Like,
so what do we do? What do we do about that?
Really
what do you do about
don't
it?
Don't we just play better next time?
You had the impression that they wanted the Rays out.
Yeah. They don't want a small market team in there.
Why?
They lost a shit ton of money last year. They're trying to bounce back.
Stu doesn't even care.
So wait a minute. You're telling me this
was no, there was, honestly, there was probably about 5 to 6 pitchers that were not even on the roster.
So this was
3 rookies in 4 games.
This was financially fixed?
You just said Stu doesn't care.
Stu
doesn't care about what?
About the Rays.
He said it was fixed.
Or the whole community. You. He doesn't care about you.
Why are you supporting that show? That crap.
Because we support the players on the field.
Because
we don't support the ownership.
But the players are going to Montreal. It's coming.
You're going too with that attitude.
Yeah, you are too. He's got a little more coin than some other people, and he bought the team, and he wants to move. The lease is ending.
He's going
to 28. Yeah, cool.
Until he does, they play in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, and guess what?
So until that happens, I support the players.
So let me
that
ask you this.
Field.
What if they go
else?
And become the Las Vegas Rays?
I'm going back to a Cardinals fan.
No, I'm not going to.
That was your team before
the
Rays.
Yeah, that was the first baseball game I went to.
Mine Cardinals. Was actually the Mets. I love the Mets.
Okay.
You think they'll get more money in Montreal? You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I like the colors.
Then why would they move on
that? They will for the first 2 weeks and then they put the fan down.
So why would they move on that?
Because they're idiots.
They are.
I don't think they'll do it. I don't think financially it makes sense.
A dump stadium.
Doesn't matter.
A dump.
That's literally sinking.
A dump stadium. What do you mean that doesn't matter?
Well, then for Montreal, though, what are they going to do there?
and the worst part of the Bay Area.
That's the worst part.
It is. It's
for,
true.
To put a major league,
you have all this waterfront that you could have badass.
Like backdrop. The lightning tried it. They knew it wasn't going
to
work.
I think this is an awesome place to play ball, man.
I mean, yeah.
I would love to come here to watch a ball game.
Has one of the most historic revenues for spring training baseball. There's fields all over this county that people don't even know that Babe Ruth played on. It's damn usual. There's tons of historic moments. But for a major league team to succeed does not succeed in a residential neighborhood. We have lawnmowers. We have tree service guys. We have hospitality all around us. They can't afford this stuff.
And they get off work.
A downtown market with business expense around it with downtown lighting.
And to get off work at a reasonable time.
People get off work at 5, 6 o'clock. Oh, let's go right down the street to the stadium and go catch a ball game and then the suite, enjoy dinner.
You can't.
See, we have that. So why would they move?
We have that for hockey. We don't have that for baseball.
Yeah, that stadium.
We have a business district in downtown.
Where the Rays stadium is, no joke. When it's a late night, you're getting out of there, you're
terrible.
But we don't have a business district in downtown St. Pete.
I don't think so. I'm trying to, just the commuting from. Either from Tampa or Sarasota,
or even
just leaving. That's probably just about the same time to get back from Tampa after a Rays game as it is to get back to St. Pete after a Bucks game.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many people are in that stadium at the Rays. It doesn't matter how many people are in that.
That's why I say that the Derby Lane was a sweet spot.
No, dude, it's just
it does. Well, it could look over Tampa.
It
looks over Tampa Bay. It's all right there.
All three sports teams next to each other within a radius. I guarantee you, every team will succeed.
Well, the Bucks have no problem. So.
No, yeah,
they did a few years ago.
Or the Lightning.
We weren't even 50% a few years ago, and
we have blackout games. It's true. It's true.
Lightning
has just been the last.
But that's the whole thing with the Rays is they're not. They're one of the best teams and most teams exciting. It's just that location kills them on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday night.
I'll tell
Friday,
you
Saturday,
what,
Sundays, they have no problem with putting people in the stands.
I'll tell you what, too. Went to the game last Sunday. It felt
Sunday.
Good.
Friday.
Last Sunday.
Oh, the Bucks game.
Felt good in the morning when I woke up and I started moving and getting out there. Mm-hmm. Went to tailgate out with the Buck or whatever and hung out with some people. It just turned on. So hot. So
he said it turned on.
Josh and I today,
but
on every Wednesday we take
you expect
to the schools or whatever. And it's, I know what you're saying, dude. It's like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. It's just like
boom,
instantly,
boom. And you expect people to go to games and be miserable?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes a rain shower. It's going to rain for 15 minutes. Downpour.
How about SoFi Stadium, dude? It's a covered stadium that got shut down due to lightning.
Oh yeah, that was the Chargers game.
Yeah,
Chargers and Ravens.
But I mean, that's the kind of stadium the Bucks need, like an open like that, but still covered, blocking you from the
sun. I think they need a big pirate ship with a big sail that covers over.
That would be pretty cool.
So just moves around the city.
No,
that'd be cool. No. The first
Station.
Moving stadium.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd draw a crowd.
So Lightning also played last night to open up the season against the Penguins.
Shit the bed.
6-2.
Cook pulled the goalie with 5 minutes left.
We pulled the goal. Was it that much time?
Yeah.
That much time, right?
Yes, it was.
Because they immediately got that third goal.
Dude.
Yeah, because it was a struggle, man.
Horrible.
It was ugly. We looked sluggish as shit, which I don't understand. But
we tried to say something about them. And you're like, oh, they're just playing all the new people.
Well, they were through preseason.
In preseason, they look like shit, too. Lightning.
I ain't worried about them.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
No, they lost one game. I'm done with them. I'm following everything. Like, you know, it's just an ongoing performance. Just like you guys talk about the Rays.
Okay, drop them, bro. We don't need fans like you.
So, wait. Did I just hear you stop following all of them after the one game? Holy shit.
What
do
you think it's at?
Game over for you in my tickets.
Poor Lightning.
It looked like it was game over for you last week at FanDuel. Brought to you by our partners at...
We're gonna discuss.
What's the winner of FanDuel get like in our competition? It's like $110.
No, they don't get anything because there's a winner.
No, I think it's 110
for the first place.
I think it's 110
of what? Total wins?
Yeah. No. Look. No,
total point total. And first place
is $200 right. that so we entered in total. I did right? some
research on our
That's table. $5 a game, 18 weeks. There's $90 right there. There's 110 left over. How's it get split up at the end?
It won the winner.
Just first winner takes all?
So you
like Shorty P, right? Right.
Yeah. So okay. Listen, so you know football.
Not really, Super, but
who wins the
I'll
Super
try.
Bowl? Who has the most points at the end of the year? But also, that team has the most wins.
Yep.
You gotta stop.
I'm just saying
that's not how this operates. This is by points, which I broke down a couple things about our points. Look at this. I'm still in first place at 689, followed by Shorty P. What the actual fuck at 630, Dog 562, Chris, Bo 537. So, when I looked at this,
can you add me
the biggest week so far? Contest 2, week number 2, I got 168.04. The only one close to me was Dog at 167.04. And nobody else has been close to that.
Week 2 was the one I missed out.
No, we missed out week 3.
What did you score in week 3?
Week 3, I did 114.
Minus that from your point total.
Okay, I'm still ahead of you by... I'd be ahead of you by 114. I'd be ahead of you by about 60 points, like the same as or 50 points. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, first place after this week's mm-hmm. FanDuel. You got championship.
No. Who won the weekly matchup?
Won the weekly matchup by, like, 20 points.
I what?
You. Sounds like by a landslide, really.
It wasn't by 20 points.
20 points. Too. I know that. But 20 points is bad, man. Like, that's bad.
Let's go back to activity. Let's see what the final was. Where was
if it? We're losing by 20 but points you know, every
like,
week.
Three or four, like, decent play.
So you beat me by 4 points.
Right.
4.1. Dog, we beat him by just over.
Oh, I took last place. Nobody, shit.
Man. I beat everybody.
And you beat Shorty P by 30.
Damn.
Where the kick, you know what the ass kicker is right here? Is, let me get over to this real quick. The picks for the week. Our boy was on fire this week.
I'm going to win next week, though.
Huh?
You heard me.
Let's just run through them real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Thursday Night Football was Rams-Seahawks. Rams took it. I was the only one to take the Rams. Packers-Bengals, we all took Packers and won. Steelers-Broncos, you, Bo, were the only one to take Steelers. You took it.
Yeah, wasn't it me? I think the Broncos are good.
Eagles and Panthers, you were the only one to take the Panthers and lost.
Yeah, that was a fluke.
The Vikings won over the Lions. Shorty P was the only loss on that. Jeez. Shorty P took 49ers against Cardinals and lost. We all took the opposite. We all took Cowboys. He took Giants. So he had 4 straight losses.
I'm surprised he didn't take the Dolphins. Jesus Christ.
You took the Falcons. Man. For some reason, we all took the Jets. And Bo took the Falcons.
What do you mean?
What? We all took the Jets, bro.
Yeah, Chip. We don't root inside the division.
He took Falcons.
You allowed it.
I try and block him every time. But it doesn't make a difference. We all took Bucks. We won. We all took football team against the Saints. We lost.
We don't.
What was that?
Titans took it over the Jaguars. Shorty P was going on the Jags. Patriots, we all took over the Texans. And they won. Chargers, Bo was the only to take Chargers over the Browns. Us three over here took Raiders. Shorty P took the Bears and won. And again, you like killed it with your...
What was the total points?
Being out was Bills, Chiefs. You were the only one voted to take Bills. We all took Ravens.
Chiefs are trash.
Colts was a loss. Sorry. So you were actually, Shorty P, you were 5-11.
Jeez. What'd you put in these nerds things, man? Jeez.
And this is 40 and 42.
I won this week, I think.
All right, so 9-7 for Dog, 12-4 for you.
And I only got 43 wins, and you have 59.
Dude, look.
No. Scroll back down. You have 59 wins. I have 43, but you have 23 losses, and I have 27. How is that possible?
Add them up. What's 48-32?
How is that possible? 59-23 is not.
It's like 80, bud.
Look, 10-6.
That's more than 80.
That's 59. Hmm. What do you mean?
You're 59-27.
Well, let's go up and check everything right here, boys.
That's 86, Chip.
Here we go.
No.
5-11, 9-7, 11-5. So then the next week. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You're
12-4 and 5-11.
Just go to this week. Go to this.
But we got to check all the weeks before.
Frick that, because you've already done this. Go to this week. Keep going. One more. 59 and 23.
59
plus
23 is 80 what? It's 82.
82. And so 43 plus 27 is what?
I don't know. So how am I? How are you getting off on yours or mine?
Yeah, look at mine too. I'm at 80.
That's 70.
So let's add them up. 13 and 3. Keep round. 11 and 5, 13 and 3 is 24 and 8. That's correct. 24 and 8 plus 10 and 6 is 34 and 14.
Chip Biden.
13.
Oh, that's all I'm going to say right now, Chip Biden.
And 10 and 6 is 59 and 23. So your guys' numbers are off. Let's count.
Yeah probably.
I guarantee we both have more wins.
12 and 4. What is this? Okay, 5 and 11 and 12 and 4 is 17 and 15. That's correct. 17, 15 plus 9 is 7 is 26 and 22. That is also correct. 26, 22 plus 13 is 25. That is correct. And is this one right? This is not right. 48 and 32 it is.
That is right.
The fuck's going on?
Yeah, something ain't adding up.
It doesn't make sense, man.
Well, because look, Shorty P's at 82 too.
Yeah, that's 82.
Let's do yours real quick, Bob.
Mine's 80.
All right, 9 and 7 plus 12 and 4 is 21 and 11. That is correct. 21 and 11 plus 9 and 7 is 30 and 18. That is correct. 30 and 18, 41, 23. That's correct. 41, 23.
You gave me two wins.
You're 53.
You gave me two wins.
You're 53 and 27. You're 53 and 27.
I was about to say, man.
And dog, you are...
No, go over. Redo mine.
48.
I need an audit. I need a recount.
48.
I need an audit.
But wait a minute. That's still not right.
I need a recount. Yeah, you gypped me something.
Look, 13 and 3. 11 and 5. That's 24 and 8. That is correct.
This is going against your credibility here, Chip.
34 and 14.
Let's put it on a spreadsheet. We'll never get messed up.
13 from, oh wait, there's the problem. 47 and 17, that's correct. So it's 57 and 23.
Wow, mysteriously I went from a 13-point deficit to a...
And he's at 38.
4-point deficit.
I added.
You notice your points went up and his went down when he corrected?
I did notice that.
That's amazing.
Did you do mine?
You had to bring yours down, but his needed to go
up.
His
went up.
Yeah, but yours went down.
Mine went down.
What did mine do?
Because
you realized the problem. I mean, you realized the problem in this.
I
have to do water. I
don't know. All
right, let's move on next. We did our picks. Oh, we got to make our picks for...
We got to do our picks this week.
All right, Bucks recapped off. We'll do that next with picks.
First off,
yeah,
I had to get some water because I am so parched because this is not what we just move on from when we just had a Joe Biden event.
No, this wasn't.
We just literally
this
caught
was a miscalculation.
This was
a miscalculation.
And I didn't even get the recount.
You didn't get a recount because he's like, oh, sorry, he's gonna do it later.
Tomorrow night, Bucks at Eagles. Thursday night football, obviously all taking the Bucks. I'm not going to give you a chance to say something different. Packers at Bears. I'm taking the pack.
I'm taking the pack.
Packers.
Packers.
Rams at Giants. I'm taking the Rams.
Definitely Rams.
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 Panthers at Vikings.
Panthers. Boom. Follow in line, boys.
I'm going Vikings, man.
Bullshit.
You're going Vikings?
Panthers.
Chip, are you really going Panthers?
Yeah, I own property in Carolina. I get the safe haven.
Uh-huh. No, you don't.
Yeah, I got them a couple pieces.
That's in the division. Atlanta fan.
Bengals, Lions. I'm taking the Bengals.
I'm going to say Detroit gets this one out.
I'm going to say Bengals.
Bengals.
Cardinals or Browns?
Cardinals.
This one's really?
Browns.
You
Browns.
Said it that quick?
Browns.
Cardinals.
You're going Cardinals too?
Yeah.
I'll go Browns. You're going Browns?
Yep. All
right. Jags, Dolphins. Dolphins going to Jags, excuse me.
Jags.
Dolphins.
All right, Dolphins, Jaguars. I think I'm gonna go.
I'm going Dolphins to that. I think Tua's coming back.
I think I'm gonna go Dolphins too. Chargers at Ravens. I went Ravens.
Chargers.
Man, them Chargers keep coming back.
I know. They started them Ravens last night.
Yeah.
Come back this time, baby.
Yeah.
What's it going to be, Bo?
Chargers.
I'm going Ravens.
Ravens. Chiefs at the football team. I went Chiefs.
Chiefs.
KC.
Texans at Colts. Are we Colts?
Texans.
Colts.
You're not going Colts over there?
Not this time. They've disappointed me every damn time I've won.
Broncos hosting the Raiders.
I'm going Broncos.
Broncos as well.
I think Raiders. I think the Raiders are shook, man.
He said they're shook.
They don't have a head coach.
Cowboys have been a good head coach. Their entry guy's good. Cowboys.
Has he ever had coach before?
No.
Cowboys.
Not until now.
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I was
shook. Sick. I agree.
Yeah, I hate the Cowboys, but I'm going Cowboys.
I hate the Cowboys.
Cowboys?
Yeah, sure. Take them.
Steelers hosted the Seahawks Sunday Night Football.
Steelers.
It's a terrible game.
I want Steelers.
I'm going Steelers.
Shorty P. Steelers.
Yeah. All right. And Bills going to the Titans. Tennessee Titans Monday Night Football. I want Bills as well.
Titans.
53.5.
I'm going Bills.
53.5.
You're going Bills. You're going what? 53.5?
Yeah.
What are you going with, dog?
Where do I got to go right now?
Okay, I'll go. Bills, Titans. Up there. I'm gonna say 48.
That's up there?
Yeah.
That means 28-20.
Perfect. 28-20.
Actually, I was thinking something different, but I was thinking more 24-14.
I'll do 58.
34-14. Excuse me? 58.
Shit, I'm going under, then. Just give me like 46.
There you go.
Why you always got to be so close to me,
bro? That's what I'm talking about.
I got to go under, man. It's just strategical, man. Piss them off. I have no idea, man. You guys got the over. Go low.
All right, so we already did FanDuel. Let's talk about injury reports for the Bucks.
Six starters.
Brutal. Even down to TB got his thumb busted.
How's Gronkowski doing?
Gronkowski is not doing bad.
He didn't see that guy until after the bye week.
Really?
He didn't see any
right now. Vontae David may play.
No, he's not playing.
He's not.
Are we in trouble?
Yeah. No. Yeah. What do you mean?
Are we shook? Sure?
Our linebacker is strong still.
We're not. There's nothing to stress about right now.
Oh, well, okay. So you got on our injury report, you got Giovanni Bernard with the knee and a chest.
Who else?
Brady right thumb. Antonio Brown knee. Levante David ankle. Jamel Dean knee. Chris Godwin knee and ankle. Rob ribs.
Jeez.
Jensen hip. Pat O'Connor calf. JPP shoulder hand. Ryan Succop back and Antoine Winfield concussion.
But they're all not out.
This sounds like a decent amount to be worried about.
There's six of them that are out. You still have Davis and SMB that are on IR right now.
Yeah.
Dog, should I be worried?
Did not practice with Gronk and Levante.
It's fine. It's a long season. It's week 6.
And that was today.
Week 11, week 12, you need
your worries back. Yeah, you're starting to get worries back.
So right now, this is the time, if you're going to drop a couple games, which I'm not saying they will, this is the time to get this shit out of the way and just get everybody healthy.
So
get through this bye week without losing anybody, we'll be fine.
So today they had
time to rock and roll.
Today, if they weren't ready, they don't play tomorrow, obviously. So who's out indefinitely is Levante, Rob, and Antoine Winfield.
Yep.
And then you have Jensen, he's questionable, O'Connor, and JPP.
Yeah, Jensen, I think, didn't they say today he's playing?
Jensen's playing.
Yeah.
You're going to see this injury report all year. It's got JPP's shoulder, Chris Godwin knee, Antonio Brown.
True.
You're going to see that all year.
But that doesn't mean they're banged up.
It means they're banged up. They're going to be tentative too, because you have to list anything related to an injury. You have to give it out there to the other team. It's stupid. But it doesn't mean they're not playing. Look what A.B. went off Sunday.
But he's banged up.
It's true.
So they want you to bang.
So let's talk about Sunday against the Dolphins. First, give me your number, 1 through 10, performance-wise.
8. Okay. 7, 9, 9, 8 or 9.
Really? 8 or 9. Okay. How about you over there?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
The guy who was at the game.
The only guy who was at the game.
Oh, shit. I'll probably give it a... I wanted to see the 50-bagger, so that kind of disappointed me. But first half was a little sluggish. Coming out of the half was a little sluggish. I give it an 8.
Damn. Me and Dog are always on point.
I said 8, too.
Then you went up to 9.
Well, they finished. You're the way they finished.
You're a dreamer, bro.
The way they finished.
Dreamer. What do you got over there, Shorty P?
I'm going to say like 8.5 to 9 as well. I mean, wasn't there like a record from Brady?
Time he threw 400 yards in about
2001. That's what I thought. I mean, those are games to be in the 8.5-9 range, I think.
Yeah, but the way they started is why I'm knocking them a little bit, but the way they finished, they started getting in sync really good in the third quarter.
It's always something watching the Bucs, I got to say.
Who had the who had the best completion percentage as quarterbacks for the Bucs?
Your boy Blaine Gabbert.
4-for-7. Drove right downfield to the one and took a knee.
See, that's
41, excuse me.
That's
he took what, 5 minutes off the clock? I think there was like 4 change or something when he came on.
I like it. Good job, man.
No, he did what he exactly was supposed to do. Drive right through the 2 minutes. And he was throwing the ball. Nice little back shoulder fade route with AB on the sideline.
Exactly. I like it.
Speaking of taking bone here, give me 50 points.
Well, I mean, so we got the Eagles tomorrow night. I don't see us throwing up 50 against the Eagles.
Eagles, Bears, Giants.
Why not? No, forgot the Saints. But why not?
Saints afterwards. Saints before the bye.
I don't see us throwing up 50 against the Eagles.
Why not?
In their place. I just don't see that.
Why not?
I just don't. Our defense is beat up. Our secondary especially.
That doesn't mean they can't put up 50.
They got a hot shot quarterback that likes to run. Tom's even a little sore. His thumb's fucked up.
Last time, Tom, I think it was the AFC Championship game against the Jaguars, he had to have a surgery on his thumb. Had 12 stitches. Guy threw for 270 yards, 2 TDs. No interceptions.
Didn't Brooks break Tom Brady's leg?
No, Rondé Barber.
No.
Rondé Barber sacked him. Nobody broke his leg.
No, it definitely wasn't a
Buck. Who did he? Oh, no, that was Michael Vick. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
I think he did a thing like fresh or something.
Oh, you were probably at that game with your Atlanta gear on.
Oh, he's a leg breaker.
You got issues.
I do.
You got issues with it. Why with Atlanta? What have I done to you?
You just rooted for our divisional opponent.
Who?
To get a win with Carolina.
Have you looked at your FanDuel lineups?
What do you mean?
Almost everybody you pick is in our division.
Not against us when we're
playing. I never pick any player from a team that's against us.
Oh, come on.
Never, not one damn time in my FanDuel history, which, by the way, I got a star next to my name. I'm taking some first place, bro. I'm taking all this
stuff. You've been playing this since it came out back in 2012.
No, but I have. You know that, no joke, that I believe that I was like, it was some crazy. It's like I was in the first 50 customers of Netflix. I've been a client of Netflix since before the first 50 people to sign up for Netflix. No bullshit.
Netflix.
That's no bullshit.
Netflix.
How old am I right now?
I can't even guess.
The look on all your faces.
Well, I'm thinking. Well, I'm sitting here thinking, is this the same thing that's true with FanDuel, and this is how you've racked up so many wins?
Oh yeah, 100%.
What?
You've been in this for like a decade or what?
Pokemon cards. FanDuel was finally legal in Florida about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
That's a long time, man.
Yeah, and I've been doing it for 2-3 seasons.
I've been doing illegal gaming.
That's why he has houses.
You hear what he's saying on his radio show, right? I mean, he's been gambling illegally, huh?
So you got spots in.
You want to call me out about illegal gambling?
I think that's what he's doing, man.
You got spots in Atlanta. You got spots in Carolina.
It's Atlanta.
I don't have spots in Atlanta.
And you got spots in New Orleans.
You don't have spots in New Orleans either.
Come on.
No. Nah, me and Carolina, and we ain't way out west. That's it.
Maybe the Virgin Islands.
He's out there on Bourbon Street getting down.
Okay. He's on Bourbon Street?
Never mind. I've never been in New Orleans. Have you been in New Orleans?
No, I haven't.
Don't lie.
No, I haven't.
Don't lie.
If I have, it'd be
have you been in New Orleans?
Nah.
Have you been in New Orleans?
I have not.
So none of us have been in New Orleans.
I don't plan on it either.
I haven't.
If I want to be for 2 reasons.
What's that?
Watch the Bucks kick the Saints' ass.
Yeah, I agree.
And go catch some tuna. Tuna.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
go out to the vendors.
Fishing for some
tuna. Oh, I thought you were just coming out walking down the street.
Oh, that kind of tuna.
Come on, champ. This is PG.
Wow.
Jogger, Nerdmeyer, coming at you.
Thinking fisherman. Fisherman, he took this a whole different route. All right,
so let me disconnect this so you can't see here because we got our last game trivia. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Holy chips, he's the answer.
All right.
Yes.
Leading receiver.
Dog. Brown. Do I answer? Antonio Brown.
Okay.
7 catches.
Plus or minus 111 yards.
Plus. Bo.
111. I want to say at 124, 110.
That is spot on, 124. Running back. Plus or minus 46, and who was it?
Bo plus Leonard Fournette.
And that's correct.
67 yards.
TB, plus or minus 420, 5 dog. TDs.
Bo mm-hmm. minus.
Dog plus, what did you say? What did you say?
Plus or minus
420.
I just said he got 5 TDs.
How many yards he had? What's the
plus or minus 420.
Oh, minus, he had 4 or 11.
You guys are actually paying attention. I was there. Now that we're doing this every week, you're paying attention.
I was there.
I know. Suck up, plus or minus 2 field goals. At 39 yards.
Making them or plus. Or just attempts?
What did he go? How many field goals did he
do? He went 1 for 2.
Missed Shorty P.
No, he was 1 yes. for 1. And 42 yards. You guys were thinking about the game before.
6.
You sure about that?
6.
Check it out. Tackles.
Hold on.
Team in, what, dude?
It's dude, he missed a 60-yard field goal.
It's right here.
No, that was the other guy.
Bradley Pinion kicked that?
No,
just let me go back right here.
No, we didn't.
Bucks, Dolphins, here we go. Box score.
We had a missed field goal.
For kicking.
Dog taking someone to school, it looks like.
Kicking. Sanders, 1 for 1, that's for Dolphins, Buccaneers. Suck up, 1 for 1, Pinion, 0 for 1.
Oh, so Pinion did kick that.
Yes. Told you, the other guy.
I don't understand why you are so...
So we had two field goal attempts.
No, but I said suck up.
You said kicking team.
That was the trick part of the question.
You said kicking
team. No, I said he said anything about a kicking team. He said tackles, defense, who led the team? Plus or minus 6.
Bo Whitmore.
That's correct. It was 8-5 solo. Team turnovers, plus or minus 1.
Dog, plus.
Wrong. 0 turnovers out of our team.
Out of defense, we had 2.
No, I'm saying that we turned over, not takeaways. Not a fumble recovery.
We gave away. So how about you break this down? Giveaways, takeaways. We take the ball away, we give the ball.
Fair enough.
Turnovers. We had 2.
We got 2 turnovers.
TDs by who?
Bo, Brady, 5.
Dog, AB 2, Mike 2.
Brady didn't have 5 TDs?
Mike 2 and Gio.
Okay,
Gio Bonnie Bernard
I won.
And
you did.
One?
Agreed.
Gio. And then Lenny had
that's
one.
Right, that's correct. All right. That was it for me. Anybody got anything else for some trivia or anything like that?
Yeah,
I'm
did
sure.
Did
you guys do any fucking
I'm
show
sure,
prep whatsoever?
I'm sure.
Oh, you sure did. You bring something to the table today.
I depend on championship. I depend on championship.
Hilo.
Hilo?
Got all right.
Hilo.
Are you taking that off of handle?
Hilo.
Okay.
Buccaneers beat the Eagles 24-17 in the first ever playoff game in 1979, with Ricky Bell carrying the ball an incredible 38 times. Was Bell's rushing yards total in that game higher or lower than 125?
Higher.
Higher.
Jeff, higher.
Lower.
Correct. Bell finished with an astonishing
150.
Crickets.
Oh, you want it, dog? 130.
125.
142 is still Buccaneers' single post-game season record. Yes. In week 5, Antonio Brown became the fastest player in NFL history to 900 career catches. That is, he got there in the fewest games played. Is Brown's record-setting games total or higher than 150?
What? More than 150 games?
Can the fastest player to 900 career catches?
Yeah,
lower.
Lower or higher than
150? I'll go higher.
I'm going to say lower.
No, it's actually lower. His record is 143 games.
143.
Six nice. Marvin Harrison is 149.
Let's go, dog. That's
Tom
us,
Brady
man.
Brady has 3 career regular season receptions. The longest of the 3 came against Philadelphia 2015 game. Was the number of yards on that catch higher or lower than 25?
Higher.
True.
Lower.
Yes, higher.
Did you forget your name?
You are correct.
Dang it.
How many yards was it? 48. 46. 44. Incorrect.
You guys are going to lose. That was the closest, though.
Or James White took a direct snap and lateral to Damian Dolan, who hit Brady for a 36-yard first down.
Well, how about who had the cleanest
run of
the
game? Go Bucks.
Brady. Cleanest run of the game?
Brady.
Come on.
What? One carry game for 13 yards, I'll take it. MVP. Pat Mahomes ain't doing it.
You know, Roger didn't look bad in a couple of his. Geo looked good.
So you're just going to say yes, Lenny?
No, I'm not going to say F. Lenny. I think Lenny's our starting running back,
period. He is.
Yeah,
he's RB1 right now.
Yeah. But I would say they all had some clean runs. Why?
AB's run.
Just wonder.
I think AB had the best run.
Just an opinion.
Okay.
You know, just trying to get an opinion out of somebody.
Not like we're on an opinion podcast or radio show. Anything else from you?
Go Bucks.
How do these people get a hold of us, bud?
Oh, man. I always find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Facebook was down the other day.
Oh, yeah, Facebook was
down. You wouldn't be able to find us then.
No.
But you can always call us at 8844-542-411 or text us at 727-388-1644.
Or if Facebook goes down again, visit us on the web at takeitlikeafan.com.
Or the dark web at takeitlikeafan.com.
Yeah. Hey man, catch some of our past episodes.
The contest announcement's coming right after the week of Thanksgiving.
Bo's local.
A little show. Some changes to the format of the show. I'm ready for it.
Ready for what?
Buckball.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Buckball. I'll be in Delray Beach.
What?
I'll be in Delray Beach.
As of tomorrow night, you're staying there?
Yep, gotta work, man. Gotta travel stage.
So how are you gonna watch it?
On TV, like you.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, no. If you're staying at a hotel, you probably won't have NFL Network, bro.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay. I got my fire stick.
Dude, you got your phone.
Yeah, that I do, too.
Go Bucks. Take it like a fan.
Go Bucks. Go Rowdies.
And don't text people bullshit.
Hey, go Rays.
Let's go team.
Go Sofa.
Go Sports.
We out.